If there's one thing I've learned in my 40-plus years in the business world, it's that customer service is far more than a department, name, or desk that shoppers or clients go to with problems and complaints. It's not a website, or a phone number, or an option on a pre-recorded phone menu. Nor is it a task or a chore. It's a personal responsibility. And it's not the responsibility only of people called customer service reps. It's the responsibility of everyone in the organization, from the CEO to the newest and lowest-ranking frontline employee. In fact, everyone in the company should be thought of as a customer service rep, because in one way or another, each of them has some impact on and bears some responsibility for the quality of customer experience. Even if you never see or speak to a customer or potential customer, you need to treat everyone with whom you interact, your vendors, your creditors, your suppliers, and so on, with sincerity and respect. Trust me, the great service you give them will ultimately trickle down to your customers. Great service serves bottom-line business objectives. Sounds simple, but I constantly meet executives who don't understand that. They say things like, "I'm in the commodity business, and it's all about the product." I tell them that they better have a great product, because the most extraordinary customer service in the world won't compensate for a bad one. But then I tell them that unless their product is the only one of its kind on the planet, and will always be the only one, good quality alone won't guarantee long-term profits. Time and again, customer service has been shown to be the best way to distinguish an outstanding company or organization from its competitors. Let's face it, no matter what business or industry you're in, there's probably someone or many someones who offer more or less the same product or service you do. But if you provide the same product plus personal service that feels authentic, you will have a leg up. No matter what business you're in, great service is a competitive advantage that costs you little or nothing, but adds huge value for your customer. And it's one advantage you can't afford to pass up, because in today's highly competitive marketplace, your customers will leave you in a heartbeat if your service doesn't measure up. Don't take my word for it. Look at the research. In one study, customers were asked why they stopped doing business with a company. 43% named negative experience with a staff person as the main reason for taking their business elsewhere. And 30% said they moved on because they were made to feel they were not a valued customer. My point is that most people expect quality products and services. It's the lowest common denominator. But if your company gives people the products or services they want and customer service that exceeds their expectations, you have an unbeatable combination, and one your competitors can't easily imitate. Don't get confused about the difference between the services you sell and customer service. Services are what consumers come to you for and pay for. Customer service encompasses the entire experience from the moment a person logs on to your website or walks through your front door until the moment they log off or walk out. It's what brings the human factor into a transaction. Some hardened number types scoff at the notion of the human factor. But as I've learned over the course of decades working at some of the most profitable companies in the world, the emotional element is as important as, even more important than, the money that changes hands. That is why it should be delivered not just competently, but with ultimate respect, sincerity, and care.